Morning, everyone, and thank you all for being here today. This is a really good day for Wisconsin. This is a day when we are making a very major step forward on a problem that has plagued our state for far too long. I've been at this a long time. When I was first elected as a young go-getting district attorney in Dane County, my platform was that we were not going to plea bargain drunk driving cases, and we didn't. And when I came in and told the judges that we weren't going to plea bargain, they brought me into a room and sat me down and said, you know, the reality of this is if you actually have trials in all these cases, it will break the bank, it'll never happen, and you can't do this. I said, well, I've already announced that, sorry, judges, I can't kind of go back on it. And the fact was that all that they said was going to happen didn't happen. People started pleading guilty to drunk driving instead of what had been at that time almost automatically getting a reckless driving. Now, you're going back 30 years on this. But at that time, it was 0.15, and you had to actually go into court and prove that people were impaired, not only just that there was 0.15, but that they were stumbling around. So we have made significant progress, but it has been slow, it has been frustrating, and it has hardly taken care of this really serious concern. I thank the families that are with us today. You know, I'm always inspired by seeing people who have gone through terrible tragedy in their lives and who, from that tragedy, have been willing to step forward to do something to try to make this better for others in our state and in our country. And we are deeply, deeply grateful. I'm thankful to all the young people in the state that have made this their cause and that have spoken out. And, you know, for all of the things we do in the Capitol and all the things we do in law enforcement, probably the most effective thing is young people talking to one another, saying that this is just not acceptable behavior. This is not what we are going to do. Drunk driving is a terrible problem. I've been in law enforcement much of my career. I've often said that as a practical matter, we are in greater danger from somebody coming down the road, the other side of the road that is intoxicated, than we are with somebody breaking into our home and burglarizing us. This is something that that presents a danger to every single Wisconsin citizen at any time of the day or night. And it is a danger that there really isn't anything that a citizen looking out for himself or herself can do anything about. That driver coming at you in the other direction may be somebody who is seriously impaired, and that puts everybody at enormous risk. So this is a long effort, and but the bill we signed today moves us forward significantly. The bill I'm going to sign in a few minutes is not everything everybody wanted, and it's not everything I wanted. And I think if we went around this room, we could all say that there were things that we would like in this bill that aren't there. But it is a good bill, and it is another very major step forward in the fight against drunk driving. I want to especially give credit to Senator Jim Sullivan and Representative Tony Staskunas. They have both been working at this a long time. Tony's had a bill